Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's 7:06, July 23rd. Wow.
I was something in there.
I'm thinking it's the 23rd, and it is, and it's Friday, which means for us only two more working days till Monday. Yeah. Hey, you know, we're joined today by Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Bad Bob, what's today?
Today is, in fact, Friday.
And what are you wearing?
It's sort of a Hawaiian. It's a.
Are you wearing your usual red, purple, yellow shirt with scantily clad women and rocket ships on it?
I am not.
He looks like he's wearing a shirt that's the color
of
shale.
Shirt.
So, you know, this is a question I have: is how do I know it's Friday when you're not in here wearing this ludicrous shirt that we all put sunglasses on?
I'm lucky I've even found a shirt this morning. I've been working on a video
for four days. Really hard.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah.
You know, you've been doing an outstanding work on that, Bad Bob. You know what? We survived another week so far, so don't run it, okay? Hey, but speaking of survival and looking good at it, here she is.
Have you had one of those mornings where you wake up at 2 o'clock and you never get back to sleep? But, you know, you got to just get through. You got to still get up and go to work. And we're very excited about the guests that we have on this morning. But first, I want to tell you about the weather. It's going to be 106. Yep, we've got one of those weekends. 106, currently 70 degrees. And we want to thank Barb White and her cast of great gals. Yeah, she gets the bell this morning. She owns a company called CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog. Now, when you think about, it's a garage. It's great. You know, they do body work. Well, we go there last night. They had a kind of a meet and greet thing, and we had somebody talk about Facebook and Twitter, and it was social media. It was very cool, very informative. Could eat off the garage floor. The place was meticulous. All women run this place, and there's a gift shop that is attached. And when she said, I've got this gift shop, because, you know, I got to know her through Facebook and the Women's Republican Tea, and I've seen her at, different events. So the gift shop is, I have to say this out loud, it is the nicest gift shop that I've seen in Reading. And I think it won Enjoy Magazine, named it as the, when you see something that's really magical, where somebody takes every corner of a room and it is, they make magic in it, and it's layered. So, in other words, you can go around the store three times, and every time you go around, you see, wow, look at that. I mean, beautiful, beautiful gifts, very high quality, very reasonably priced. And I just can't say enough. It was such a wonderful surprise. So, kudos to Barb White and all the gals at California Auto Repair and Smog. That was really fun.
They have pickup and delivery, too.
Oh, concierge. That's what's really cool. Talk about great service. So, like, if you're, say you're really busy, you got the family, you're
working,
loaded with everything, and you just can't do it. You drop the kids off or whatever, and you get to work. You got to have your car smogged. They will pick up your car, have it smogged, wash it, top it off with gas, and return it. Hello, we love that. I'm sorry, that is just like
right off Caterpillar, and the
kind of like having your
Caterpillar. You take a left on Caterpillar, and you're going out on Lake, and then take an immediate left. I think it's Prestige.
Now, today, I love this when you think about what this day in history was. Today is called Back in the Saddle Again. Those were the days.
I'm back in the saddle again.
That's the singing cowboy, and TV viewers retreated to the very first performance of the Gene Autry show on your tube on this night in 1950.
It's 1950.
1950.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to hear about a few other things? And we've got a few seconds here.
Yeah.
The first swimming pool opened in the U.S. in Boston in 1827. In 1945, the first passenger train observation car was placed in service by the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad. Three Dog Night, one of my favorite bands, recorded the single One, and it was the first of 7 million sellers for the pop rock group One is the loneliest number that you... I love it. Okay, and then finally we'll just go skip on down to 2000 with Tiger Woods won the British Open at St. Andrews, Scotland to become the youngest player. He was 24 years old in 2000. The Grand Slam of golf, the Masters, PGA Championship, U.S. Open, and British Open.
I think that...
What do you think?
Well, you know, the Gene Autry and...
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it, Gene Autry is, you know, I grew up with Gene Autry. Many of us out there that are listening to us grew up with Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, you know, Gunsmoke and all that, you know, Hopalong Cassidy. I mean, you know, so thinking about that, the first time he was on TV was 1950.
Why don't you just confess that when we really want to unwind, what do?
You mean about the Westerns? Watch the old Westerns? That one? Is that what we're talking about? Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Allen DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
We watch Westerns.
We watch Bob Turn Red again. KCNR 1460. Hey, we've got a great lineup of guests today, including Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell, a premier heart surgeon. He wants to talk about the health care plan. But, you know, there are hidden taxes in the health care plan. Plus, one of our listeners have sent us something that is just, as I'm reading it, I just got it this morning, but as I read it, it's knocking my socks off. We want to talk about that, about a diversity czar. Carl Allen DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly, News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Allen DeBott. It is 7:15 in the morning. Bob, did you push that red wire?
Do you know what I love about computers?
Nothing.
No, I love the fact that, you know, we get emails while we're online. Or, excuse me, first of all, we're streaming. So, you know, we like to tell our people when they're on the air that anybody in the country or in the world, if they have a computer, can hear you. Well, that is just awesome. We have a lot of people that stream and listen on their iPhones in different parts. So we get emails throughout our while we're on the air. And I just wanted to say, first of all, if you're just tuning in, good morning. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. How are you? It's Friday, 70 degrees this morning, going to be 106. It's 7:16. And Barb White, thank you so much for your email. We had this wonderful time with you last night in your beautiful shop, and no, they do not do body work.
If we mention body work somehow,
we are so sorry, but yeah. It is mechanical work, like tune-ups and warning lights on the dashes and brakes and electronic and electric stuff. And you know what? That you are my new place to take my car to have my oil changed and all that stuff. And they've got more. When you take a class, what do you get?
You get certificates.
They're certificates. They're more certified than any place I've ever seen. So, again, thanks, Barb, for correcting that. And also, it's going to, like I said, it's going to be a hot day. We have a guest in the house this morning, or in the station or in the studio. Mm-hmm. I guess, what would you call it? It's our house.
It is our house.
And we are talking about a new organization here in Reading called Reflections. And we are with Jeannie Spur. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, tell our listeners, Therapy for Living and Reflections, who are you?
Therapy for Reflections is a new nonprofit counseling center that is really a grassroots response to the need for counseling in our community. About 7 months ago, New Directions to Hope closed. And when New Directions to Hope closed, that left about 2,500 people without services. Some of those have been able to go to other organizations, but there's still a lot that aren't receiving services. And Reflections was created by a group of caring mental health professionals, including our wonderful clinical advisory team, which includes Raina Bertolucci, Jeannie Jacobs, who is the early childhood specialist of the North State, Susan Thompson, who is the infant mental health specialist in the North State, and Carolyn Furnish. So we have a great advisory team, and we are looking forward to providing counseling services specifically for people in the middle, Those who are uninsured, those who have insurance and can't really afford their copays. We also accept victim witness insurance, but there's a big gap of people there that just can't afford the counseling services that they need, and particularly at this time of the in our world with the economic realities that we're facing, so many parents especially and individuals have these huge financial pressures on top of everything else, worrying about their if they're going to have a job, if their business is going to close next week. They really need counseling and they need help, and we're here to help them.
Okay, well, some of the counseling services that you have, and I think it's important to kind of, if you're listening and you're driving and you're thinking, gee, I just can never, I couldn't afford it, or my child, or whatever, depression, anxiety, trauma, child abuse, sexual abuse, marriage and family relationships, parent and child interaction, behavior problems, anger management, premarital counseling, families with young children. I am sure that each one of those topics have touched our lives, each one of our lives in some degree with somebody in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These are the things that really make a difference in our lives, and that's why we call it therapy for living, because it's really about addressing those barriers in your life or in your relationships that are keeping you from being as happy or as fulfilled as you could be.
So where is the counseling center, and how does one, if they're listening, they just need it, to, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 226-5100, or they can go on the web to reflectionscounseling.org. And starting August 1st, we're going to be offering something that is just not done here in the North State. We will actually have several hours on each day of the week where you can get walk-in counseling. So if you have a need, you can come in and get counseling right when you need it.
I think that is a big key.
Absolutely.
It's about time. People don't have time. Maybe somebody just in the afternoon, I mean, who knows what people struggle with.
They've gone berserk at the end of the day.
That's right.
And so where are you located?
We're located on Churn Creek Road in Reading, 3328 Churn Creek Road. And we also provide services through a collaborative with Head Start, so we provide services at the Head Start Center as well on Churn Creek Road.
Okay, so Churn Creek by?
Near Enterprise High School.
Okay, all right, that's spectacular. All right, again, it's Reflections, and the number is 226-5100. You were mentioning something about the new health care bill between the hour change. Could you share that with our listeners?
Sure. I just became aware of this because as a new nonprofit, of course, we're looking into offering benefits not immediately, but down the road to all of our employees. And when I contacted our health insurance broker, I was surprised to learn that because of the new health care plan, instead of being able to offer part-time employees who work up to 20 hours a week health care benefits, that's off the table. Those same people now have to work 30 hours a week to get health care benefits. So I was really surprised because I thought, if anything, this plan was supposed to help get people better access to health care rather than less access to health care.
You mean the Obama health care plan?
You know, it's, yes.
How much Kool-Aid did you drink on this one? That's what they say.
Yes.
But a 23 or 2,500-page document that they're just finding out now how this is going to have a huge impact. We're finding out right now about taxes, new taxes that are in it. Thousands of new IRS forms. There's parts of this bill I'm sure that are helpful, but there's other parts that are just like this that are just absolutely frightening.
That hit the average man.
That's the key. That's what really surprised me, is because, you know, we're looking at our whole business is about helping real people in real time get real help that matters. And you know, when in this particular field, a lot of therapists only work part time, and so I had planned on being able to offer health care benefits to them if they worked 20, 25 hours a week. Now we're finding they have to work 30 hours a week, which is basically a full-time position. That means they can't work at one agency and try to have a private practice at the same time and still get health benefits at either one. I was really sad about to find out that we had reduced that benefit instead of increasing that access.
Well, it's there, but on a positive note, Reflections, and I love the idea about the walk-in therapy in August that you're starting, and a lot of the different programs. And I think that in these times, there's a lot of people are going to be reaching out more than they have in the past, yeah. just with losing homes and going through bankruptcies, and who knows? I think it's a time, really, that people are feeling a change, that they want to be better. They want to be better with what they have. So, again, thank you so much for being our guest and telling us about your...
Reflections on Churn Creek Road and 226-5100.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Going to take a break here. We'll see you after these messages.
In a medical...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and the Bot. It's 7:26 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460.
Currently 72 degrees. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be a high of 106. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. And tonight from 6 to 9 is the fabulous North State harpist, Candace Lavolsi. You don't want to miss it. It could be close to being sold out, so call and make your reservations now, and we'll see you out there.
Okay, in our last 3 minutes of this segment, we're going to go through some quick things that we've kind of collected during the week. In a lawsuit filed last month, outdoor retailer Gander Mountain claimed that its credit card partner, World Financial Network, was turning down shoppers with nearly perfect credit scores of 800 above. It seems like the World Financial Network said that they created a negative customer experience because they weren't making any money off these people, because these people were paying off their bills at each month. So, if you don't pay it off, you get in trouble, and if you pay them off, you get in trouble. And yesterday in Sacramento, it seems, the day before, dozens of farm workers marched to Governor Schwarzenegger's office to hand-deliver a bill that would pay time and a half for those workers after 8 hours a day, 40 hours in a week. It's currently after 10 hours a day, 60 hours in a week. I tell you what, I wonder when they delivered that bill, if they also delivered their papers or their green card to say that they were here legally. You know, maybe that should be checked first. Arizona, the governor, or not, I'm sorry, not the governor, but the battle to challenge the Arizona immigration law has started. The judge in the case, U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton, went after both sets of lawyers for over a 90-minute hearing over whether the state law contravenes federal authority over immigration laws. And if predictions by critics that it will lead to a racial profiling were overstated and unwarranted, and the U.S. Justice Department, Obama, I mean, you can say it's Obama, and that's who it is among plaintiffs that include civil rights and advocacy groups that have filed seven lawsuits. By the way, some of the people in those lawsuits are like Peru, Mexico, and other Latin American countries that are suing us because they don't like the idea of us wanting to keep our borders safe. That's right, our borders, the United States, our borders, not your borders. You don't like the law? Keep your people out. Tell them to come home. Offer them the great things that the United States has, and maybe they wouldn't leave, like safety, jobs, education, medical, you know, then maybe they wouldn't leave. Anyway, Bolton has said things like, just it seems to have gotten some people from foreign countries upset with us. She didn't act way too concerned about that. It says she asked the... Oh, we're on a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Well, join us after these breaks.
Oh, good morning, North State. You are listening to a little new part that we have in the show that's called On the Spot with Linda Bot. Love it. And with us this morning is Kenna Hunt, who is the president of the Benton Dog Park Association. And good morning, Kenna.
Good morning.
All right. I'm so glad you're here. There's so much going on. We really want to share with you, those of you who love your pet and like to get you, and we know we have people coming from Anderson. They're coming from so many different places where they can go to this fabulous place up by Benton Airfield and have a small area for the little dogs and a big area for the big dogs. And so what's going on with the association in the park?
Well, we don't have just people from our area. We actually have people driving through going up I-5 both ways that stop at the dog park. We've had people, oh gosh, from Canada, L.A., all over the place stop at the dog park. So it's not just our local people. What we're looking for right now is next year. We need board of directors for next year, for 2011, for the Benton Dog Park Association. Some of the things that the association does, obviously, we have a wonderful park. As you said, we do have a large and small dog park area, so we can separate the little guys from the larger guys if you'd like. We're just looking for people to be on the board of directors. You don't have to be, you're special because you have a love of animals. Someone recently commented that, well, I have to be somebody important in the city. Yeah, you do. You have to love animals. You have to want to see the park be better. That's what makes you important. So we're looking for people that are interested in maintaining the park and just making the association grow.
Okay, let's just talk about the commitment factor here, because I think one of the main reasons that I said please come on the air today is because we can't drive home enough that this is a park that is cared for. They mow the lawn.
Yes.
The city mows the lawn.
Yes.
But the rest is really up, besides the electricity, the rest is up to the people that take care of the park. And that's the body of people that come to, you know, take care of the park.
That's true. It's the park goers. The city, when we call and say we're going to have a cleanup day, they will deliver dirt for us to fill the holes. They will deliver gravel for us. But it is up to us to fill the holes, to scoop the poop, to put the gravel where we need it. Some of the improvements that the association has done in the park is we've had trees planted. We purchased the trees and the city planted them. We have added water to the small dog park. We have added a water fountain for humans to drink, and we worked with the city to get our sign at the corner of Placer and Air Park. We are a avenue for Eagle Scouts. We were on a few months ago with Tom, who his Eagle Scout project was building benches. Our bulletin boards in the large dog park was an Eagle Scout project, and part that was around town was poop bag holders. One of the Eagle Scouts, you'll see some of them, I think, on the river trail, but we have some at the dog park. So we're also an avenue for Eagle Scouts to make their badge.
And let's also add in there that Dale made some doggy bag holders. And the dog bags are provided by the park goers, such as Carl and I, and we're very passionate about the fact that this has been a very integral part of our dog's development is the dog park, and it's really about the dogs. But they can't drive there, and they can't fix it and clean it. And what's important is if we don't get volunteers to get up to the park or be on this board, we're going to lose it. And if you lose it, then it goes back to the city, and then we as a body of people have no right. It's the city can take it and do whatever they want. And that is something that I think we're waving the flag about today,
yeah,
is that we need you to get involved.
Yes.
I mean, it's at that trickle-down factor right now where there's not very much water left in the well.
Yeah, and we understand that it's economics and people are busy and everything, but we do need people to come out and step up and be on the board next year. It's not difficult. The board really makes their meetings they want them to be. I know last year we were meeting once a month. This year the board decided we didn't really need to meet that often, so we're meeting once a quarter and doing everything else by phone and email. So really the board makes what they want of the association for their meetings. The people, we need more people to come out and be part of the association. We have a lot of park goers. They don't understand that the association is there to make the park better, to make it friendly, to make it a happy, healthy place. Our motto is, it's all about the dogs.
Okay, recently you've met with Haven Humane, Dr. John. Tell us about that.
Yes, I did. We're going to start working with the city to make the park a safer place. I don't want to go into it in too much detail because we're just at the very beginning of the planning stages, but we are working with them to come up with a resolution to make it, a happy place for the people and the dogs.
Well, but I'd like to make clear is that it is a safe place to go. I mean, we've been going there months and months, and so I don't want to leave an impression that, oh, my gosh, if you go there, it could be a problem.
Yeah, like, no.
Very, very rarely, you know, sometimes dogs make bad decisions, as do people.
And people, yeah. And that basically is what we're doing. We've recently had an incident,
right.
And we just want to make it a safer place where if some situation happens, whether it's people to people, dog to dog, at least the park goers have a place to go to get help. And that's what we're working toward, is to have a resolution in something like that. But it's a wonderful park. Gosh, if you haven't been there, come on out. See what we're all about.
What's the website?
It's very simple, bentondogpark.com.
And you can go online and find out park hours and...
The park hours are really dawn to dusk, 6 a.m. to 10, whatever. We do have lights there. I think it's 25 cents for an hour. I really don't know what the cost is because I don't use the lights.
And recently there we were entered into a national competition.
Yes, we were. One of our members went out and found this wagging tails to win $500,000 to improve your park. Unfortunately, we were not one of the contestants. We didn't make the first cut. But that's only the first contest that we've entered, so it only opens the gate for more.
We got to take a break. Kenna, the president of the Benton Dog Park Association, we just want to encourage everyone to be involved. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. State,
yes.
It is 72 degrees. It's going to be 106 today. And the time is 7:45 if you're just tuning in. Boy, I'll tell you what, we've got really fun guests rolling in here, rolling out, and some of you just rolled in.
Yeah, and before we get to that, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew in 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. And they have, you know, 107 degrees today. Go into Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew and get those iced coffees, those lattes, those snowy drinks, those smoothies, because it's going to be hot. And walk on over and look at and walk into the finest cigar humidor in the North State. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're great, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. So what's the temperature going to be today?
106.
Ugh.
I know.
Well, I encourage everybody to go out to Anderson River Park tonight and do movies in the park with Enjoy Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone the last two Friday nights, and it cools down really nice and really fast down there.
Yeah, you know, you have a good time down there.
Yeah, it's
safe.
Really fun.
It's for the family.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free. And, you know, it's wonderful because they always promote a nonprofit and help raise funds while they're there to support the local nonprofit. So it's really fun, and they do great things. And honestly, you get out of your house and you get outside and cool off really quick down there. But that's not my reason for calling. I just wanted to let everybody know what we've got going on at the tea party on Monday night. As you know, we meet at the Bonneville Baptist Church at 6 o'clock. And this coming Monday night, the whole entire meeting is devoted to our veterans. And we're big advocates of our veterans, and obviously we live in an area heavily populated with our heroes. So we're going to have a program dedicated entirely to our veterans. It will be very moving and heartwarming, and I encourage anybody that is a veteran or has a veteran in their family or has somebody currently active and serving in our U.S. military to join us.
Okay. And that's going to be Monday at 6 p.m. at the Bonneville Baptist Church.
At the Bonneville Baptist Church. And then after our general meetings, we move into an adjacent building that is filled with brand new classrooms, and we have six or eight action groups simultaneously working on projects. So if people are looking for something constructive and positive to do in these particular times, it's kind of a fun get-together.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for your phone call.
You're welcome.
Have
a great day.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You know, usually we start our segments at 8 o'clock, you know, when we have our guests, but we pulled him in here early today. Dr. Doug McConnell, who is a heart surgeon out of Shasta Regional. And he's here. Not, we wanted to talk about the health care plan because there are some things that have just started coming up that are just they're just so, so invasive and such burdens to our small businesses, but also other things in the health care plan. And the other great thing about Doug is that, you know, we can talk about almost every other subject, too. And he's a
phenomenal photographer.
He's a former airborne doc. So we're going to talk. So, Dr. Doug McConnell, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Carl and Linda. I wore my 101st Airborne hat here because I feel like I'm coming into Marine land. So I've had to represent the U.S. Army.
Well, it's going
to
take more than a hat. Okay.
You are such a joyous addition to you and your beautiful bride. Joyous addition to our community here.
Well, actually, we feel the lucky ones. We've enjoyed the folks and the people and the culture up here. So we are actually quite grateful and we're glad to count two of you as friends as well. So, no, we're happy to be in Reading.
Well, there's a lot of things going on and in the United States in that. And, you know, before we get started and then have to stop real quick, let's just take our break a little bit early, Bob, so when we come back, we can finish out this segment talking about the health care bill. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Off of Airport Road, right down from the Burrito Bandito. Been in business for over 35 years doing Dish Network, doing home media systems. Doug Tooley, the owner, a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Is the owner, and does great work. Guarantees his work. He's local. You can keep your business local. Keep your money local. That's B&T Satellite right on Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Phone line there is 244-1988. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. He's been on the show before, and Doug doesn't usually refrain from saying what he thinks about things, and he's not, and I tell you what,
it's refreshing.
He's going to tell you what he thinks today, too, about this health care bill, because there are parts of the health care bill that are just starting to come out.
Well, that's correct, Carl. Back in the fall, when this was being debated heavily in the House and then later in the Senate, I was quite vocal about the fact that legislators worked very hard to carve this bill down to where it was under an $800 billion price target. And they did that by creating a 21% pay cut in that for physicians. And I'm not trying to say this in a self-serving way, but the point is they were able to carve out the reimbursement for physician services down to where this whole bill would fit through the $800 billion keyhole, knowing that they were going to have to reinstate that. Otherwise, Medicare would collapse the day the pay cuts went in. That actually amounted to $256 billion that they knew had been removed so that they could come to the public and to the press and say, oh, we got it under 800, and the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, had to score it based on the bill. Even the CBO was skeptical, and they said in their own letter to the House and to Senator Harry Reid, you know, you've never kept these cuts ever before because you can't, and so we'll give you our estimate of the cost based on what's been presented, but we think it's fake, in essence. And the truth it was. Because right now they are now just passed the bill reinstating the monies so that the physicians aren't going to have the pay cut. Because they knew that the 21% pay cut, which is the only way this made political and publicity sense, was a lie. So here you have a bill that was created on a massive lie, now being pushed off on the public. And as Nancy Pelosi warned us, you have to pass it to then find out what's in it. And we're beginning to open it up at this point. Not only is there an additional, ultimately, $250 billion that are going to have to be borrowed to bring it, make it whole.
Takes it over the trillion mark.
Easily
over the trillion mark.
And now you're going to have to do that. But now we're finding other ugly things in there. And you and I were talking off air about the 1099s. Now, that doesn't sound much, but the truth is, in what was thought to be a health care bill, they've created all sorts of new ways of doing business and tracking business transactions in America, not just in health care, but in everything. The point I'm mentioning is the 1099s, which, as a business, if I had a consultant or someone, I would always have to send a 1099 to someone, and that would be tracked. Now it has to be to AT&T, Westside Florist, Office Depot, anything I buy, any goods or services over $600 in a year, I have to fill out a form and tell the feds and the employer that and tell the company that I'm telling the feds that, oh, I bought $1,200 of supplies from Office Depot, and send that off to the IRS. Now, I don't know who's at the other end receiving all these. Just imagine the 1099s flooding AT&T or even Office Depot.
Well, you know, this is, you know, it not even taking it to that. You know, when somebody sent this to me that said, you might want to take a look at this, The problem with it was, and what they were talking about was the people that were working with like gold coins and this and that, small business that work with say hundreds and hundreds of people on a one or two time basis, means that when they come in, they've got to fill out these 1099s. That could be 10,000 for this one business. That could be like 10,000 forms.
Well, it's more than
just for this business, I've got to hire people to do it, and then you send them out. Like you said, AT&T gets what, 4 million of these. What are they going to do?
Far more than that.
And then it goes into the IRS. I mean, that means we have to build that bureaucracy. That bureaucracy just to try and keep up with that. I mean, this is horrendous to small business.
Well, imagine if it's not electronic reporting and you're basically being deluged. It's great for the post office, by the way.
bring the post office back. Oh, gosh, they're going to be in the black the first time.
I can't think of any business consumer that doesn't purchase more than $600 a year in services from their phone company. So you're going to have to create a new form for every phone, maybe your utilities, your janitorial services, your florists.
Gardener that comes out.
Well, that could be if you have a, you're right.
If you have a gardener and he spends $60 a month.
Yeah.
On, you know, on keeping your yard and all that, that means you've got a 1099 this
if you're a business. Yeah, that's correct. And so that means you're going to have to, this is all subject to review if you get audited, I would guess. And then there's fines in the back of all of these things. These are the dirty little secrets that are in the middle of a health care bill. And the reason that was actually challenged recently, and a aide to one of the senators that was the lead on this, I think an aide to Max Baucus, said, well, you know, we're trying to find ways to pay for this. And they've estimated that if they made all Americans report on each other, which is what it really is, that they might have an extra $30 billion in revenue a year, which would help pay for health care. See, this is all driven by the fact that they've made these big, extensive promises. Now, they're using the health care mandate to use systems for getting revenue.
Okay, now, we've got to take a break here. But, you know, here again, we have promises made without saying how they're going to pay for it. So now they've got us reporting on each other. And when we come back, when we finish this up, we're going to go back to something else the government has just laid on us that's even more onerous. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can write to Linda at Linda at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 77 degrees. Going to be a hot one today with a high of 106 degrees. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and tonight, Candace Lavolsi, our beautiful North State harpist. You don't want to miss it. 6 to 9 out at Anselmo Vineyards, a five-star cuisine prepared by Chef John Stadelli, and a beautiful place to be. Air-conditioned rooms and misters. So we'll see you out there.
Our guest today is Dr. Doug McConnell, and he's probably the first Well, he's the last person you want to see for business, but also the first, because he is a premier heart surgeon here in town. So if you don't want to really see him, but if you do, he is the man you got to see.
Okay, tomorrow night at Turtle Bay. There's going to be a whole thing about how the heart works and a lung and a heart machine. And could you tell us what's going on?
Sure. This is part of Shasta Regional's educational commitment to the community. And we're taking the heart surgical team, including the heart-lung machine, and a demonstration with a mannequin and an educational heart, which actually shows how the heart-lung machine is actually attached to the heart and how it works. And we'll actually have it flowing. Not blood, of course, in this case, but certainly representative fluid. But you'll actually be able to see and understand exactly how we sort of perform this miracle every day of stopping the heart, reworking the structures, the valves, and the coronary bypass that's needed. But this is become a standard procedure, but each day you do it, you still are amazed that you can stop a heart, restart a heart, and get in and out of people's chests in such a way to return to a better life. So we'll have our operating team there, examples of heart valves. We have dissected cow hearts, so you can actually look inside a real heart and see how these structures really are. A lot of people don't understand how complex it really is inside the heart. So we'll have an inside-the-heart view. It's really about education. It's going to be tastefully done, so you can bring your grandchildren and young folks as well as the old folks, and everybody's welcome to come down and learn and see, and I will be giving a lecture about the history of cardiac surgery that's sort of interesting because it starts out with really a famous aviator, and most people don't know the linkage between aviation and heart surgery, but I'll explain
that. Wow.
That's at noon, but the first exhibit's at 10, and then we have the lecture at noon and another at 2 o'clock, and it's at the museum.
And it's a question and answer time as well, and I see that the admission is free.
I don't know about that, but if they're saying that, that's up to Turtle Bay. We're trying to just get people out and help them learn and stay indoors. It'll be cool and air-conditioned.
It says admission to this event is free with full park admission.
Okay, well, there may be...
That's encouraging.
Oh, but if you do the full park admission, then you get into that park.
If you come to their museum for the day, which, of course, has many other things besides our demonstration, but we're part of the show, but you pay that one fee to get you and your family in, and it's a wonderful institution and a wonderful venue, and we're happy to be part of it. And the hospital is great to just sort of open up our doors and show the community just what it is we do, and have you come down and meet members of the team.
Well, Turtle Bay is always a great place that educates so much. I don't think a lot of people don't realize just what the exhibits that they bring there, and then tomorrow this is going to be an incredible question and answer. I mean, how talk about hands-on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a wonderful place. It's actually the second thing I noticed about Reading was Turtle Bay and the museum. And my wife and I have become we donated money to it because we really believe in educating kids. It's also, I think, an institution which differentiates Reading from so many of the other. Helps differentiate one of the major things that differentiates Reading from so many other towns up and down the 5 and the 99. I mean, it's a special place, and the people that make it happen, I think, I take my hat off to.
Well, great. Okay, now what about this heart and lung machine?
What about it?
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, it's when we attach to do heart surgery, to go inside the heart, replace a heart valve, you have to stop the heart and empty it all blood. And meanwhile, of course, you have to keep the patient alive. And that's the system that allows us to do that was originally conceived and proposed by an aviator whose sister-in-law had a mitral valve disease. And it was in the late 1930s, or mid-1930s. And he and a French surgeon worked hard on this project. He ultimately abandoned the project for reasons we have to do. It's part of my little lecture.
Just a little teaser here.
It is a teaser. So if you really want to know who's the aviator that's credited with starting the heart-lung machine, come to my lecture. The Rotarians know because I've already done that. But the truth is it started off with a non-physician who said, why can't we just make a pump? So in fact, my whole lecture is about thinking outside the box. And he, not being a doctor, he said, can't we just make a pump and circulate the blood and go inside and fix heart valves? That was the original thesis.
Did the guy that invented the artificial heart, he wasn't a physician either, was he?
Well, he was a PhD structural engineer and physiologist, as I recall. Okay.
Jarvik,
correct. Yeah. And he was working with a medical team, as I recall, in Utah.
Okay.
So he was certainly a medically educated individual, but he wasn't a physician. And the truth is the issues behind the artificial heart are about structural engineering, surface engineering, and,
sure.
and energy. How do you supply the energy? The heart's an amazing pump that needs no maintenance, really. Pumps all your life and generates very little heat. It's a highly efficient pump. It's never been equaled in terms of mechanical efficiency by engineers.
Wow. Okay.
That's
look,
the miracle of the body.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking the healthcare bill. We're also going to be talking, we want to finish up talking about some aspects of the heart, of the healthcare bill that impact on all of us, and they do. And then we're going to get into something I don't think he'll mind. We get into diversity and this new law that they've passed that, to me, I mean, this one is the scariest one of all because this one is Big Brother everywhere. So, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
In a medically...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. It's Friday, time to get that haircut for the weekend. Go to the gang down there, DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. Not hairstylists, they are barbers. You won't find gel. You'll find maybe butch wax there for your flat tops. It's you walk in, the ambiance when it's got animal heads on the wall is my kind of place. It's got that. It's got a rattlesnake skin. It's got to be 8 feet long. And Tim shows off where he attacked, where that snake attacked him, bit him, and he took him down, and he kept the skin. Okay, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, as they say. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. Just look for that on the window. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. He's over there. He's still not too sure I'm telling the truth completely about this.
Well,
I think,
I want that address because I don't have hair on top of my head, but I got the side that grows well, and that does sound like my kind of place.
It is your kind of place. It's off Athens Avenue right there in the Cypress Square Barbershop, and they're right there in the corner. Great people, great right. people.
And they shave necks.
And they shave necks.
Oh, yeah, they do the shaving of the necks.
And, you know, it's,
all right. I'm coming.
That's right. And anyway, we've been talking about the health care bill. One part of it, as been pointed out, is they carved out $220 billion out of it, knowing that they were going to add that back in because that's the salaries for doctors under Medicare.
That is correct. Without that, Medicare would have imploded on January 1st of 2011, I believe.
Right. The other thing that is just come out, and as Nancy Pelosi said, as we've been talking about, the way to find out what's in a bill is to pass a bill, is this huge, huge thing for all small businesses. Now we have to 1099 everybody. Anybody that we have telephone service with, anybody that we may do computer service with, anybody that does cleaning in the offices, any of those things become 1099s.
Well, also purchasing goods. Like
purchasing goods.
Buy a computer from Apple Computer. You're going to theoretically be sending a 1099 to Apple, letting them, because you're going to be reporting this through their Apple stores that, you've spent this money. It's basically a way of monitoring every transaction, every reasonable size transaction business transaction in America.
And people say, well, okay, that's, personal, small businesses, okay, you have to do that, but how hard is it to that next step for you go to your individuals?
Well,
you do things in my
medical practice, I'm my bookkeeper. I do my QuickBooks, I manage things, I work with the payroll service. But when it comes down to doing all this stuff, it falls on me. I don't hire someone to do it. It's most medical practices by physicians are small businesses, and of course, this is going to force physicians out of the individual practices, which I see are standalone and give good service, into large conglomerates, because physicians are just going to throw up their hands and say, I can't keep up with this. And so you have management companies. So what you're doing is increasing the complexity and layering of healthcare. And at some point, when you get big physician groups, then they're on an 8-to-5 schedule. There's a guy on call. I'll see you later, Mrs. Everything. It changes the very complex, the very nature of the small medical practice, I believe. It's part of it. There's many other things they're doing, too. But this is all tucked inside a health care bill. Why? I mean, what does 1099s have to do with the... In fact, the title of the bill, if you recall, was the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. What they're doing is creating a whole new accounting burden on medical practices. And by the way, it extends to all businesses. Forget the fact of just doctors. It's to everybody. So they changed the whole business interaction reporting across America in all businesses under the term of the Patient Care and Affordable Care Act. So it's sort of a mislabeling.
Yeah, another example of people sliding things in there under the guise of, hey, we're going to help you. We're going to help all these. Think how many people are going to be helped. It's crap. Obama and his minions are not telling the truth. And if they at the very best, they don't understand any of this. That's the very best. At the very worst, they are lying. They have known from the beginning what they were doing. And they're going after business. They're going after to destroy what's left of this economy by putting onerous regulations and fees and fines on it.
Which, by the way, I believe sets up an environment of uncertainty about investment and return on investment. So consequently, I just saw the investment of private capital, meaning companies, in their expansions or jobs or change retooling and so forth is so much down now because of the uncertainties as to what the business climate will be, that this is really part of why we have this sustained recession, I believe, is that people are uncertain where to go, given an environment like this that is so bad. And you know, quick discussion from time as an Army officer, I remember my general called me in and said, you know, Congress has given you authority to command men because they've given you your rank of major. That's why I was a new officer. But we don't have commanders in this unit. We only have leaders. And then he looked at me and he said, who's going to make you a leader? Who's going to decide you're a leader? And I was pretty new to the Army at that point as a surgeon. And so I paused a little too long, and he looked at me and said, the men under your command. And he said, what's the currency of leadership? I paused again. He said, trust. And you're going to have to go earn it. You got 6 months to go earn that trust to prove to us you're a leader. Otherwise, you move on. And that was a very important lesson. I think that's true of our democracy. Leadership is based on earning trust. And trust is based on honesty. I can disagree on policy, but when people lie about the cost of a bill, et cetera, we've got problems. And I think when you see these things come out of the woodwork where they've been sort of shoved in and hoodwinked on us, I really get concerned about how it's a different America if you don't trust, basically, the government.
If you don't trust the government. And I mean, you can have questions in this, and this has happened, but when you get down to the trust part, and you think, we find this, but what are all the things we can't find?
Well, we haven't found it yet. We will eventually.
Yeah, eventually, but it could be years down the road, and all of a sudden something else smacks us in the face. Like, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this newest item that one of our listeners sent in to us, and I appreciate this because we're going to discuss this. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is...
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's going to be a hot one today.
Going to be 106 degrees, currently 77. And yes, it is 825. If you're just tuning in, our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, we've been talking about, you know, one of the things we kind of to divert a little bit, because in the last segment you were talking about, it's not enough just to be appointed a leader, a commander. I mean, you can be a commander, but you're not going to be a leader.
Correct.
What that takes is the respect of those people under you that truly believe that what you are doing is right. And what you're doing, that if that person orders you into the gates of hell, that they understand what they're doing and that they are going to be there with you. In fact, they will lead you there. And if you don't have that feeling of respect and belief, you may get that order and you may carry it out. But there's a lot of doubt there, and it just destroys the fabric of a command if they do not trust a commander. I don't believe that President Obama has earned that point yet. It's been over a year. We have seen what he's done. We've seen what he says. I haven't seen anything that tells me that he understands what's going on in our country.
Well,
I may go a little strong on that one, but
I think you're a little strong. Yes, but I mean, it's a broad brush. I think let's put it this way: leadership is earned. And the currency, as I said, is trust. And but you can't base leadership on lies and disillusionment. And on the subject we've been talking about, I think the Health Care Reform Act, while the theses of needing to address issues of health care distribution and access in the United States, fair question. Does this law accomplish that well? And the answer to that, I would say, probably not. There might be pieces of it that address the original things, but there's so much else there that then the whole thing gets to be covered up as what are the second and third tier agendas that are caught up in this, which then begins to sully the whole thing. So I think we're so far down a road with something that's going to smell. And the pieces we've talked about, you know, the 1099s and others, are I think going to be real problems for the system. But you can't accomplish a lot as a leader when you're participating in what I think is a sleight of hand, let's put it that way.
But on not just the health care bills, on so many things that just seem to surface daily. And Carl and I do not believe in bashing the commander-in-chief, mm-hmm. in any way you look at it, and our president. I mean, you know, he is our president of the United States of America. But I think many people that we hear here on Free Fire Radio are so disillusioned with where our country is going. There is a feeling of what can we hold on to? We want to hold on to the belief of the great nation that we have, and it feels like so many things that have been a steady ground, perhaps, is being jolted by a new administration that is coming in and watering down a lot of what we have known in the past.
I think that's fair in the sense that America is a great country. Its people and its institutions and its traditions are what make it great, and its diversity and the mix and match of this country have been part of its strength. Ultimately, though, a good organization has to have sound principles and sound leadership with people speaking the truth as best we know it. We always are not perfect. When it is thought that the leadership is not speaking the truth, then you run into real problems. And democracies require a basis of trust and truth and an openness that's very important. Despots can rule with sleight of hand and can lie to their people. The principle of democracy is trust and openness. I mean, the printing press was an important part of America's founding.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here in a few seconds. When we come back, you know, part of this thing about trust and confidence is being able to, like you said, trust what's going on, what our leadership says is true. But something's called the Office of Minority and Women Inclusion. We're going to discuss that when we get back. This is the something that was sent to us. It talks about quotas. It talks about guidelines. It talks about just how you're going to make up your office. And the government's going to have somebody there to tell you. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Breeze, it's 8:34. You're listening to Free Fire Radio here on this Friday morning, the 23rd day of the 7th month, July 23rd. Uh-huh. Oh, the temperature just changed. It's 80 degrees. We're just moving up the old Celsius, isn't it?
Fahrenheit,
sorry. Mm.
It's one of those.
Celsius is when you live in Europe, right? Everything is Celsius. Yeah. It's what
it's
would
got
be
to do with 5/9 and 9/5 and stuff.
Yeah, in Canada.
Water freezes at 0 degrees Celsius. And also, all of medicine is Celsius, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, the metric system is pretty much what's used in healthcare.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. See, I learned
so
something.
So your body
today.
Temperature in Celsius is 37 degrees. Except you're a little hotter than everybody.
Yeah, so hers is 39.
38, well.
Would you please stick around for this next half hour, doctor?
Yeah, we'll make her a 38 degree. But instead of 97, or 98 degrees as we are, but you'd be a 37 for normal, 38 for Linda, degrees Celsius.
And Doug Tooley, the owner of B&T Satellite, you owe us for this one because you're right in the middle of it. Yeah, B&T Satellite has been serving customers since 1985. Doug Tooley, the owner of veteran of the 82nd Airborne, puts in your home theater systems, puts in surround sound, does Dish Network. He has deals there for a free HD for life. You've got to talk to him about it. Call him at 244-1988. They do great work. We have people call us and tell us how happy they are that they went to him. That's Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Okay, I've been promising this because I read it on the breaks and it just boils me. Office of Minority and Women Inclusion. The financial regulations package recently passed by the House of Representatives would create a new diversity overseer at each of the major federal financial agencies, including the new ones. It would be responsible for making sure that each of the major financial regulators is hiring enough minorities and women and contracting with enough minority-owned and women-owned businesses. However, each individual diversity czar is responsible for defining exactly how many minorities, women, and minority and women-owned businesses are satisfactory. Do you find this scary?
Well, I think my brief analysis, or what I've seen of this, is that in truth these bills are not as much legislation as they are structures. They basically are putting Congress's intent out in, and then authorizing the creation of new bureaucracies who will then later, once formed, write the rules and regulations by which these intentions will be met. And that's going to take a couple years. Easily. It can be misused, and generally bureaucracies can tend to grow and self-serve their existence. And the problem is it produces more business uncertainty in the world. And so what we're ending up doing is adding yet another excuse to sort of paralyze people's enthusiasm for
another layer.
Mobilizing capital out of their savings accounts. And I'm not talking about personal, I'm talking about big corporations that are sitting on funds, because you've got these rules and regs coming down. And that's a two-year process, and it's the intention may be, well, I'm all in favor of minorities and women having access to a fair-playing business environment, and all Americans that I know of are. It's a question of how you get there, or as the old saying goes, the devil's going to be in the details. I can predict bureaucracies, forms, reporting, auditors, inspector generals, congressional hearings, data collection, and then second-guessing by bureaucrats coming back and trying to fine-tune or push your business or your loan practices a certain way. We saw it, my wife and I, in town here when they changed the rules and regs for granting mortgages when we bought our home in Reading. It was unbelievable what changed. So the government's very capable of, unlike the Titanic, suddenly turning corner and stopping people's business decisions.
Well, it's like you said, when people are uncertain, they're not going to invest their money, they're not going to hire people. They're going to bring people on part-time. But this one right here, let's go even just a little bit further here. It says that each director shall develop standards for equal opportunity or equal employment opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. They will also be responsible for assessing the diversity policies and practices of entities regulated by the agency, which means that addition to monitoring every bank in the country, checking every financial institution in America, making sure they're not doing anything risky, they are also going to be counting the number of minority and female employees at banks and investment firms, big and small. I mean, this goes down into, it's not just the ones that are regulating on Wall Street. This goes down to your office. Reading, stand by. They're going to come into Reading Bank of Commerce. They're going to come into all of these to make sure that you are doing what they're saying.
Well, that's certainly one reading of it. It certainly is going to end up where you're going to have a policy manual that mimics their correct wording as to your hiring practices. I'm sure of that. And then number two, you will probably have forms to fill out to show the minority and structure of your current employees and future hires. A funny thing, we're certainly not post-racial if indeed we're now going around checking boxes on everybody as to whether you're a Pacific Islander or a Hispanic. And I want to see that Irish box, or the German box. I mean, the truth is it's very focused on certain set of minorities which is fine in its own regard, but what you're talking, you're adding layers of bureaucracy and reporting. None of this produces new goods and services. It does create bureaucracy jobs, but it doesn't add to the gross domestic product. You're not producing something of wealth. You are creating things in the way. We've watched this happen in medicine and healthcare. The layers of oversight people and review people and auditors in healthcare is part of the rising cost of healthcare. You can't have businesses gummed up with people who are doing nothing but collecting data and sending things off to Washington to keep some auditor off your back door.
Well, you know how this is in the military, is that when we were getting ready to push off on for Desert Storm, we'd been there for Desert Shield, we were literally getting ready to kick off the war, and this, I swear, and people that are there know this is true, two busloads of senior officers showed up, and the general says, I don't need colonels, I need, you know, sergeants here. They came in, and what ended up doing, they ended up being a collection of information that literally would have stopped us if the general had said do it, because they wanted all this information before we launched our attack, and mm-hmm. we just couldn't do it. And that's exactly what you're talking about. You start putting a bureaucracy on top of what you're doing, it's going to slow you down. We've got to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to get to Jim and other questions here, and one other statement once we get back to on this diversity, this Office of Minority and Women Inclusion. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. Let's go to the phones. Jim, welcome aboard.
How's it going, folks?
Hey, you know, Jim, I'm just really upset about this thing.
You know, I am too, and I thought it was pretty noble that you folks say you don't want to bash the president. But it's really hard not to when you're just besieged with perpetual lies and deceit all the time. And, you know, people in his cabinet, such as Nancy Pelosi especially, does the same thing. And it's just, I mean, it just seems that he's more of a celebrity than a politician, too.
And you know he's a figure that you see out there, but is he a leader? He has not proven that to me. But you know, one of the things we talked about during the break was that you know, what we're doing is we're predestined, or it's like almost a predestination of way things are going to be, because we haven't even addressed the big thing on this, is that it mandates where you can go to find people. In the universities, they will tell you which universities and colleges that you have to go to recruit these, you know, recruit people to bring into the business.
You're talking about the diversity.
The diversity one,
issue,
right.
Yes, which is, you know, just shows you the mindset.
Yeah, it just seems, I mean, yeah, it's just everything, the whole plethora of this administration just really bothers me. And like I said, you know, they're always taking vacations and...
I was just going to say that, Jim, is that my imagination, I mean, I'm hearing this major suckage of, you know, the country and a lot of our feelings are just going down the drain, and we're sitting there holding on, and this guy's, every time we turn around, there's like Hawaii swimming in the, you know, taking vacations everywhere. I mean, in the first year.
And you know, I'm wondering when they're going to give him a star on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, that's good. You know, here's the thing is he went up to Maine. Right, because he went up there to the coast in Maine. Why didn't he go down to the Gulf Coast?
Right. Well, you know? I just heard on the news that he's coming under fire because now he is going down to the Gulf Coast with the first family.
Oh, now.
How many vacations is that? And what? In not even 3 months.
Well, you know what? I think what he's. You know what he's. I kind of get a feeling he's traveling and getting enjoying as much as he can because he knows he's only going to be there for 4 years.
Right.
And he keeps
anyway,
his.
Thanks, folks, and all.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Jim.
I
think Jim's sentiments is, this is what we hear on a regular basis. You know, Carl and I are out, and I'm sure, as you will, Dr. McConnell, mm-hmm. I mean, for us, this is, we're hearing, many people have that same kind of sentiment as Jim.
Well, I think, yes. I mean, those of us in healthcare recognize there are issues, in the, certainly in this community as well, of distribution of healthcare and access, you know. I mean,
yes.
We work well with the Shasta Community Health Services, who are doing a noble cause and always fighting budget issues. So, I mean, it's not like healthcare is perfect, but the real question is, was this vehicle or this issue that should be addressed by our society and corrected or amplified some fashion. Was this, did this just become a big excuse to pour in every piece of liberal think, liberal planning, liberal process to get at and control all of our business transactions? In other words, was this just a crevice into our society? Because healthcare is everywhere. You know, how long before we decide that cigar smoking is somehow a public health risk? Because basically these people, I mean, who knows where this is coming from?
Well, and then also they can control, I mean, if once you're on the government health care plan, they can start really controlling.
Well, they're talking about taxing junk food because it leads to obesity.
Yeah.
A McDonald's tax, and the Happy Meal tax was actually brought up. The point is there is a mindset that's behind this that says the great collective that gives some central planner the ability to manipulate everything because they believe you can do that. And this idea that they were going to tax the Happy Meals because somehow it was conducive to kids eating too much. You know, and as you pointed out in the break, you said this isn't America. And the truth is when you have a bill that basically tells where the financial institutions can go recruit, what colleges they can go to, this one yes, this one no, all based on minority and diversity needs, which we all agree is it's fine to get level the playing field, that's not America. The point is no one's ever been told who you're allowed to talk to about offering a job, who you can offer a job to, who you cannot, based on the color of their skin. We're supposed to be in a post-racial era, but all I'm hearing is we're more and more focused on racial and ethnicity and national origin than we should be. And
gender, transgender, alternate gender?
And well, that's all part of being politically correct, I guess. But the truth is, the goal, I think, actually Martin Luther King did have it right. You really want to come down to the our goal as a society. He was correct. You know, this is where you're judged by the content of your character, period.
Yeah.
And actually, back to my military days, I saw that work. I mean, pretty much, I was pretty impressed with the military. I sort of knew as an officer when I went in, and the United States was still going through the issues, but the military is pretty fair, and it's in healthcare,
you,
I've seen it too.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, in the military, you rise in your abilities.
That is correct.
There were
a few brown, you know.
Yes,
kissers,
there were.
But the truth was, ultimately, good people rose. And that, of course, I was in the 101st Airborne. It was all volunteers, so you saw maybe a different culture. But the point is, this type of thing where you're deciding what colleges a financial firm can go to recruit is how I...
That's scary.
That is scary.
It's really scary. We've got to take a break here. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We've been talking not only healthcare issues, but what's happening under the financial regulations. And what you said, you know, there is another military term for this. It's called a breakthrough. Once you pierce the line of the opposing forces, it doesn't have to be a wide, it can be a very narrow piercing, a crevice, like you said. And then you widen it and you pour through and go in different directions. I think that's what we're seeing. It comes under the guise of this, but the defense is breached, and now it's wide open, and it becomes really hard to put that back into that one spot. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Down. Good morning, North State. It's 82 degrees. It's going to be 106 today.
And we won't back down.
That's true. And, you know, you've got to keep strong, and that's why we always on Friday have Adamson's Peak Performance. Give us a call and give us a little health tip. And that is Amy Palko this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. I'm right in the middle of training a couple of really hard-working girls here.
All right. Well, tell us. Give us some tips for the weekend.
Yeah, give us our quick tips.
Our quick tip. Quick tip is breakfast is an absolute must, right, girls? Before working out. everyone tends to really skip on their breakfast meals. And, you know, they think that I don't have time. I'm running out the door. First thing in the morning when you wake up, guys, a full glass of water. And you got to get that metabolism started. And then within a half hour to 30 minutes of waking up, you really need to eat something. So none of this, I don't have time, too busy. You grab a bar, you make something the night before. Peanut butter and toast is good. There's some great, great Greek yogurts out there that have a good protein content. And throw some fruit in there, and you've got yourself a great morning breakfast. So I want everyone to start their weekends off right and make sure they're eating their breakfast.
And water, as soon as you wake up, I guess that's
before,
what gets...
Oh, yeah, before anything else. Before coffee, before juice, and before food.
All right, Amy Palko.
Oh, let me add, I heard her say peanut butter. Thank you, Amy. Hopefully my wife is listening.
No, not Jiffy, though. It's got to be natural peanut butter.
Oh, Jiffy started off natural.
Amy, thank you so much. We're talking to Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, and we love to
In our weekly health tip.
Yeah, she's great.
Amy, you are a great trainer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, guys.
All right,
I got to get back to beating these girls up.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Right, be gentle.
Listen to them back. Don't. Hey, our guest Monday is going to be Mark Beecham. Not our guest. He's going to actually sit in for us. Carl and I have an assignment.
Yeah, we have an assignment. So Mark Beecham's going to be here. I believe he's going to have Bruce Ross and Ryan Sibilow. And Ryan's got a new blog called Hooks and Bullets, he writes.
Oh,
he's an outdoor
cool.
kind of guy. People may not have known that about him, but Mark's always good. He's always got some really interesting subjects to talk about. And if you look at his blog today, he's talking about what's going on with the Civic Center and the possible, and some discussions have been going on for a while there.
And we want to remind you tomorrow from 10 to 12?
Well, 10
to 2?
To 3, it ends, but there'll be two demos at 10 and 2. And
Turtle Bay.
And a lecture at noon.
With Dr. Doug McConnell on regarding the heart.
And I got to mention Rob Delker, who's my excellent perfusionist, who runs the heart-lung machine.
Perfusionist,
yeah.
Oh.
See, I'm busy working on the heart, but Rob's keeping the patient alive. So it takes several of us to do this.
Is it per or pro?
No, perfusionist.
Perfusionist.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Well, thank you so much. It's been it's always great. Please, we'd like to have you come back on a regular basis. You just do so much to enlighten us as well.
I enjoy it, and I love the message, and I enjoyed talking to you folks.
Well,
we have
like a minute. You got anything you want to just leave with everybody?
Well, I think the we mentioned it earlier. The one message, I think, the truth is a democracy really rests on leadership and trusting your government. I am concerned that Nancy Pelosi and this idea of pass the bill and then find out what's in it. That's not really how we work well as a people. I think just for example, the Federalist Papers were months and years of debate by our founding fathers as to what the correct form of the government should be and how the Constitution should be constructed. We didn't just pass things and see how it goes. They debated and worked this out. So we now got health care reform with no Republican buy-in, no participation in the design of it. We now find that it's a bill used to, as you said, a crevice through which all sorts of other new ideas and financial and human planning can flow. That's going to erode, and we're going to lose confidence.
It could be like a cut to the skin, the germs get in, and infection. We end up losing an arm.
Well, that's an analogy. That's good for you. But the truth is, democracy is fragile, and we all have to believe in it. We all have to participate in it. And there's some principles about human interaction, and one of that is you have to trust the people. Doesn't mean you have to agree, but you have to at least say that they're honest and that they're looking out for us.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot,
Thank
Dr. Doug
so
McConnell.
Much.
You know, we said Mark Beecham will be our guest host on Monday. We'll be back, of course, for the rest of the week. We've got a great group of guests coming in next week also. We've had a great time this week. It's a lot of great guests, a lot of big information going on out there, and there's going to be a lot more coming here this summer. We haven't even gotten into the city council race, and that's going to be great. We'll be starting that in the beginning of August. So Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.